One of the most inaccurate rhymes ever. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. They do more than that. They leave deep wounds and destructive infections that hurt awfully bad. We've been looking at the five types of wounds that words bring. And we've been zeroing in on that. And we want to, again, review briefly, just bounce along here a little bit, on these words that are so evil, so hurtful, so destructive. Wounding words bring broken fellowship, bitterness, hatred, destruction, unanswered prayer, defilement, envy, strife, confusion, and untold hurt. Loss of victory, joy, peace, and left unchecked. Unchecked. It will do tremendous damage. We started our series with words that we called, and I think it was very, very appropriate, the words that reach in and hurt us, called cutting words. Cutting words. Cutting words. That's what they do. They cut us. They cut us. Cutting words come from trusted friends and family and church members. We looked at scripture. I'll just give one, Psalm 55, 12 through 14 and verse 21. Cutting words. Cutting words. Words that cut. Hear people say, wow, that really cut them. Cutting words. Smoother than butter, softer than oil, but the motive and attitudes are wrong. Cutting is... words are hurtful and harmful. And we looked at a place in Judges chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, and throughout that passage about cutting words, and they are really, well, he just cut them down. Cutting words, second words we looked at was piercing words, words that come from ambush. Suddenly, unexpectedly, disguised. The person is bushwhacked. The attack comes from blindside, camouflage in the cover, almost veiled. It's like a mugger that slips out of an alleyway. It's piercing words. You can read about them in Psalm chapter 64, verse 2 through 4. They pierce. They pierce. They strike. There's just like a sword going into the soul. They come upon quickly and ambush individuals fast. And that's piercing words. You hear my notes turning. Third word is biting words. Biting words come from known enemies. Absolutely. They it's like they look in your face and they just tell you what they think of you. It's like a snake, excuse me, that bites you. You can see and hear the rattle. And bang, here they come. They bite you. You can read about that in Nehemiah chapter 6, 6 and 7. Biting words. And the fourth word is poison words. Poison comes from contaminated words we choose to accept. You choose to accept the poison words that are pushed your way. And these poison words come from false teachers, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, 16, 17, and 18, and other scriptures. You choose to accept them. Okay, let's look at the last set of words. You see, hear this. It's only words, nothing to them, just sounds, just noise. I heard that one time spoken by a businessman after he had just destroyed an employee within earshot of me. Just absolutely. It's only words, nothing to them, just sounds, just noise. The boss did not realize that the words he spoke are important. And there is something to them. They are not just sounds. They are more than just noise. Let's take a look at the fifth and final wounding word. It's called the burning word. The burning word. Okay, the monitor kicked in for a second. Hot, heated, torrid, flaming, fury, boiling, scarring, searing, consuming, scorching, destroying, and blazing. Burning words are quite hot, aren't they? To be shielded from burning words, we must know their source, like all the other words. Do you know where they come from? Well, I told you about the wounding words, the cutting words, the piercing words, the biting words, and the poisoning word, and how they hurt. But burning words hurt us the most. Do you know why? The reason is that the burning comes from the destructive words that we speak. Every other type of word comes from someone else to us in some scenario or situation. All the other words, wounding, cutting, piercing, biting, poisoning, comes from somebody else our way, but not burning words. Burning words come from the inside. From the inside, and they come out. Burning words come within us, and they come out. Let's see what the Bible has to say about them. James chapter 3, verse 6. James chapter 3, verse 6. Listen to this. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So it is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. Wow. See, that's what happens when a person speaks burning words. Number one, the whole personality becomes stained by sin. Everything about them becomes stained by sins. The fire gets hot. The tongue gets hot like flame. It actually becomes like fire with all the effects of a real fire. They be hot words, burning words, sizzling words, blistering words. See, the world of iniquity, the person speaking actually become unrighteousness in God's sight. I want you to hear this. Hear people say, well, I called them up and I really burned them and gave them a piece of my mind. Okay, let's look at that. I called that person up and man, I let them have it. See, the world of iniquity, the person speaking actually becomes unrighteous in God's sight. And that's a condition of not being right, whether with God according to the standard of his holiness and righteousness, or with man according to the standard of what man knows to be right by his conscience. Man, I called them, you know, I called that guy up the other day. You know, that guy didn't do me right, cheated me. I just called him up and, you know, I burned him. Now we can do that pretty easy, can't we? When a person says, I will burn his ear, he is really saying, are you ready for this, beloved? I'm not right with God, nor my fellow man. I really let him have it. He's saying, I'm not right with God, nor my fellow man. words said by our tongue has such an effect on us that it defileth the whole body. Look at the passage in James 3:6. It spots and stains just like a spot or stain on some clothing that is very noticeable. You ever spill something in the restaurant and go, oh, man, or you put your lunch on your shirt? They'll notice this all day long. Very noticeable. Very noticeable. Look at, boy, would you spill your coffee on your shirt? Very noticeable, like wearing the garment. Wearing the garment. It's like a fire being set to your clothes. The course of nature takes effect, and all your clothes are burning, spreading heat and fire around you. It speaks like a forest fire of the world, just like we're hearing in Hawaii. Just burned everything. That's what it does. Burning words goes and burns everything. What is so sad is this. It is fueled by the smoke and the very cinders of hell, where a constant fire burns. The powers of darkness take over, and the person speaking burns just like that. They don't realize what they're doing to themselves. Now, remember, at the very beginning of the series, I told you that all of us have been affected by these words. All five of them. They've been shot like arrows at a target. And there's just arrows sticking out of the target, piercing, burning, cutting. They're all there, poison, they're all there in our lives. And they stay there until we do something about them. They just don't go away. Burning words just don't disappear. Because those words impact soul and body. And see, in hell, the lake of fire with no ending to the burning. There's no end to the burning in the lake of fire. And that's what happens to us. We shoot out burning words. We give a person the peace of our mind. Let him have it there. Gotcha. And the one that's burning is us. The one that we burn is us. Boy, I sure burn that guy. Church members burning other church members. Ooh, I'm a pastor, you know. Ooh, I just told him off at the church, and I'm just going to say this and burn. Boy, I sure burn that pastor. No, you actually burned yourself. If the pastor did not accept the poison words, it didn't burn him at all or hurt him at all. It hurt you. If he knew what to do with cutting and piercing and biting words, it didn't hurt him at all. It hurt you. Listen to these burning words. We believe that you're assuming something in being over us. You are no better than anyone else. What right do you have to put yourself above us and demand that all of us must obey you? You act like you are better than anyone else. We are all equal before God. Now, these are words that are paraphrased from what three men and 250 leaders of Israel said to Moses. Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16, verse 1 and 2 starts. Numbers 16, verse 1. Now, in verse 1, here is a group of individuals. Here's a group of individuals that said that. And now Korah, and then here's a big list. Notice it said, sons of Reuben took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel. So it's more than just, see, one, two, three, four, about five or six people, plus men, plus the 250, and certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. Or we have a conspiracy here. Wow. We got a group. We got a mob is what we have. Don't you see that today? Don't you see the mob? The mob? Is that what we're seeing today? Burning words, the mob. Verse 3. And they gathered themselves together against Moses, against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy. Ooh. Every one of them, ooh, and the Lord is among them. Wow. Wherefore, then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. Look at that question. See, from Moses' point of view, they were ambushed. These are piercing words to him. These are piercing words. Because they came from people that he knew. But from the men's point of view, they were burning words. Piercing words to Moses and Aaron, burning words to the mob. See, any evil words burn the speaker. That's right. Any burning words burn the speaker. Any evil words burn the speaker. There's a lot of folks out there, hear me, and they're burned. They're burned. They burn. And God vividly illustrates this by sending forth judgment. Look at verse 33. Wow. They and all that apprehended them went down alive into the pit, pertained to them, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. That was the organizers of the burning words. They got judged. Look at verse 35. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. Wait a minute. The organizers, that's verse 1. That's what happened to them. That's what happened to them in verse 33. And the 250 that joined them, I want you to hear this. The 250 that joined them, those that stood with them, that said the burning words, they agreed. And here's something we need to know. And it tells us that if you are saying burning words or agree with the stand when someone that says them, both the speaker and the agreeer are going to get burnt. Well, I just agree with them. That, you know, that was right. Yeah, I agree. Uh-huh. When you agree with a person that's burning someone else, you get burned too. Now, what's the answer for these burning words? What do we do? What's the treatment? The correct treatment follows the same steps used for major burns. Number one, the burn victim must be taken immediately to a special care unit. I'm sure that's what's happening in Hawaii, and we pray that God would help that situation. Here's what Moses did to start treating this. He separated these men from the rest of the congregation, verse 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get down up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. Here's what he says in verse 36. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. That's right. That's right. You're going to get caught up in what they're doing. How many church people have been caught up in church problems by the organizers saying whatever they're saying and doing whatever they're doing, and then end up being burned? See, I'm a pastor. I know. I pastored a church once that I was invited to go pastor that church. I accepted that church. On the way to that church, there was an insurrection, not about me, but about, are you ready for this? The color of the building roof tiles. You say, well, that's stupid. Listen to me. Listen well. Somebody didn't like something about the color of the roof tiles in the new addition. They just built a brand new education area. Fellowship halls, classrooms, kitchens, I mean, the whole nine yards. It was all there. And they were putting the roof tiles on the new addition. And they got all upset. That's right. And one or two or five people just upset the entire congregation. Now, I'm packing my bags, and I live a long way from there. Morgan and I are getting children. We know we're going to have to change schools. Everything that entails as a pastor. I'm packing my bags, packing the U-Haul. It's not about me. And when I get to that church about a week later, I walk into an empty sanctuary. I'm telling you, there wasn't enough people there to put on two rows. Nothing. And I said, whoa. Whoa. What happened here? We're sorry, Pastor Zimmer, but this is not the same church that you're supposed to have come to when we voted you and you choose to come here. I'm telling you, we didn't have enough people in that church for a chicken dinner. I could have put the whole congregation on row one. On my first Sunday. That's right. But here's what happens. The people that had done this went out and started a whole new church. And that split. And I pastored 5 years. We recovered. We did well. God blessed. I didn't go after them. Oh, no. I actually wanted to keep them out. I went and got all kinds of new people came into the church. All kinds of new people. And they're still there today. We put together everything. We had like two or three little kids in this brand new section of education for Sunday school. That's right. And all of a sudden, God began to bless us. And to my chagrin, the people that had rose up against this congregation for a roof tile, destruction followed them. And I'm sad to say, one of them got in a car wreck, and the car left the roadway, and he was killed in a tree. The entire automobile went into a tree, and his family, on his wife's birthday, he went to get something at the store, and he was gone too long and heard the sirens, and they went down there, and this person was up in a tree. Car left the road and was about 20 feet up in a tree. Listen, I'm telling you all this to say that, okay? Burning words will kill you. So the Bible says, separate yourself from them. 1 Timothy 1:20. So it says. And it says, Hermenius and Alexander, who I have delivered unto Satan, that they may not learn to blaspheme. Wow. Then Titus chapter 3, verse 10. A man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. What it doesn't mean is that a person takes it upon themselves to run people off or turn them out of the church. What it does mean is that leave the discipline to the leadership God has placed in the church, so the person being disciplined will repent and not lose their soul over it. I can't tell you what happened to that guy that hit that tree. I don't know. See, and those who treat the victim or those that have been attacked must consistently use the word to remind them that their fight is not with that person and not with God. But the guy that's doing that, it's reversed. The fight is with God and not with the people. And a burn must be continually redressed and disinfected. Those working with the speaker burning words must be patient and diligently seek that the infection does not set in. You see, a person that uses burning words, I hope it's not you, if you do and they do, will only, in the end, hurt themselves. And burn themselves really bad. Spiritually kill them. And there's something that you can do. Number one, separate yourself from those who use burning words, if possible. Get away from them, whether it's in the church, on the job, or friends. Let me tell you about this friend that says this, or let me tell you what happened in here. Burn, 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 burn. Separate yourself from that. Two, soak yourself in God's word. Remember, when you use burning words, you fight God. That's right. You're just fighting God. Sanitize yourself. Do not allow the words you use to infect you in soul, body, and spirit. It'll infect you. Put out that fire that's burning in you now. And don't allow anything to rekindle that deadly flame. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. One of those individuals that started the insurrection about colored roof tiles. Came down with a liver disease. I'm not happy about this. No joy here. Trying to help you. And his liver turned into glass. Just like his liver began to crystallize. We prayed, we believed, we trusted. He was the son of the man that went into the tree with his car. They were the ringleaders of that whole thing. They went to doctors. They drove hundreds of miles to the big name pastors, evangelists, have people pray for them. Nothing happened. Nothing occurred. And the reason they never got the burning words forgiven, because they kept doing it over and over and over. And they didn't learn their lesson. Don't let that be you. And if there's burning words in your life, ask the Lord to forgive you. And don't hang out with that crowd that's using burning words. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this series. I pray that somewhere along the way in this series, God, somebody, somewhere, someplace was ministered unto. God, two ways. Number one, ministered for those that have been injured by the four types of words that come from somebody else into them. And two, those that have used words to burn somebody else. Father, forgive us all for using words of this caliber and this topics against others. Forgive us, God. Help us to learn our lesson and never, never do it again. As the Bible said, put a guard over our mouth. Put a guard over our mouth. Father, the words that have injured us as arrows that came from the outside, Lord, remove those arrows and help us to heal. The burning words that we sent out to others, God, forgive us for those words. And Lord, help us never, ever to be involved in anything like that again. In Jesus' name, amen.